Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Jo Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. Alan Minskoff is with me. We're talking audiobooks. And Alan, what are you recommending today?
Well, we have another novel today. Tuesday is a novel day, too, and it's a fascinating one. It's called All the Ways We Lied, and it's a story of Armenian Americans, and it is written by Ida Zelian and read by Vanna Asadorian.
And tell what's the novel about?
It is about a family story again, and this is a powerful mom, a kind of dictatorial, dominating mom, and yet one that you end up sort of feeling positively about, and her 3 daughters. It is a Queens, New York story.
I like that. So, okay, so she's a domineering mom, and there are sisters, and that can be kind of charming, or it can be, you know, sort of looking at the pathology of a family. How would you describe the tone of this book?
I would say that it is closer to charming, but that they are dysfunctional. Dysfunctional maybe in some charming ways. The mother, who I described in my review as a harridan, is this powerful lady, but she has a kind of a sad backstory, and her name is Dagori, and she was a child prodigy, and the family would not support it. She was a great singer as a child she is Armenian, but she also lived in Lebanon. And so she is in this, are now an Armenian American, has been here for a long time. She is married to, it's a second marriage, and the man she's married to he's a translator of Armenian fiction. And so it's an interesting family dynamic. He's quite sweet. The daughters are all at different stages. The eldest is named Kahor, and she has been trying to have a baby and ultimately does succeed in having a baby, but that's been a challenge for her. The middle daughter, who is a mess, is a baker, and her husband leaves her and takes their money and the car and goes away. So she is under some stress. The youngest is kind of the hippie of them, and her name is Asat, and she just gets back from Burning Man as the action unfolds.
So there are 3 different, very different stages of life.
Very different. Asat is actually a half-sister. She's the daughter of the very sweet translator. The other two have a different father. But what's most important is the character of the mother, because she is kind of partly long-suffering. She actually has a very good life now in America, but she had a very tough upbringing, and she's kind of independent and tough, and she's very much the focus of everybody's life and story, because she's like an intervening variable in everyone's life, all of her children's. This entire novel kind of is redolent of the tastes, smells, and feelings of Armenia.
I like that.
They eat Armenian food. They tell Armenian folk tales. It's just so it has that Armenian American zeitgeist.
Well, shall we hear a little? Wait, before we do, I jumped the gun because I want to hear about Vanya and her narration of this.
She's quite good, and I think you'll hear in that she does the mother very distinctly. So the mother doesn't sound like anybody else in the audiobook, and I think that's important. And it's also very satisfying. And you'll hear Tagori is very, very distinctive. And she kind of like sounds who she is.
So let's hear a little. This is from All the Ways We Lied by Ida Zelian. And it's narrated by Vanna Asadorian.
Nobody calls me. What's that supposed to mean, Mom? Asked Kahor. She never knew if she was taking the bait or holding her mother accountable when she made those comments. Nothing, said Takuhi. I didn't say anything. But you did. You did say something. Do you hear from Azat? Kohar asked, referring to her youngest sister. She did not hide the tinge of accusation. Don't start, Kohar.
Vanya also narrated Evil Eye and Horses of Fire, and she is just so wonderful with characterization, and I just plain like her voice. I like listening to her.
I said in the review, and I'm sticking to it, that she has a knowing style. She knows these people, and she understands them, and you get that in her tone.
Yeah, she's a confident narrator. She is with everything she narrates.
Truly.
Really confident, and I like that.
There's a fun sort of ending to this novel, quite unexpected. Listen to the audiobook and wait for the end, because it's not what you expect.
That's All the Ways We Lied. It's by Ida Zelayan, and it's read by Vane Asadorian. Thank you so much, Alan.
You are welcome, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Behind the Mic is sponsored by Dreamscape Publishing, an indie audiobook publisher which creates award-winning and best-selling titles by authors like Lisa Jewell, Geneva Rose, and Annie Ernaux. Explore their catalog at dreamscapepublishing.com, and then stop by Audiophile Magazine. You can find reviews there for hundreds of audiobooks, so you can make an informed listening choice. I'm Joe Reed.